matter and spirit are diametrically opposed. The material world is a place of darkness, is a world which is ever producing varieties of miseries for everyone, and it is always infested with ignorance, and owing to ignorance leading one to all kinds of sufferings. On the other hand, the spirit is bright, while matter is dark, the spirit is bright. While matter is heavy, the spirit is very light. Prabhupada says how when a father is carrying a child, he needs to just carry the small tiny finger of the child, and the child will walk along with the father. This is because there is a spirit present in the body of the child. The body is so light. But when a person dies, the body becomes so heavy. It becomes cold. It becomes dark. So that these are the natures of matter. But the spirit is light. The spirit is bright. And the spirit is ever producing, expanding bliss in the spiritual world. So we can see the opposing natures of matter and spirit very clearly. In the same manner, when we get the material body, the degree to which we identify with the material body, the bad qualities produced by matter also cling to us. Like if I identify with material body, then as matter is dark, matter is heavy, matter is misery producing, such qualities come on the individual, because of which the world appears to be a totally miserable place. On the other hand, if one utilizes all one's body, mind, words, senses, everything in the service of the Lord, then one's whole nature becomes imbued with devotion, and the body starts behaving like spirit, even the material body. So this we call as the spiritual strength. Like Prabhupada did many feats which are humanly impossible. That was because when one acts on the platform of spirit, then even the body starts behaving just like the spirit soul, just like the spirit in the spiritual world. That is why Lord Chaitanya said, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So by utilizing the tongue to always chant Krishna's names, one will gradually completely be absorbed in spiritual consciousness. I read a very interesting shloka verse which says, Stitihi seva gatir yatra smritish chinta stutir vacha. It says, Stitihi, my dear Lord, wherever I am situated, let me be situated in seva. Stitihi seva gatir yatra. As soon as I begin moving, let that movement be yatra to some holy place. Like many students come from base to temple, that is a yatra. Because you are coming to meet Radha Kunjabihari, isn't it? If I move, it should be yatra, it should be for some Krishna's purpose. Smritish chinta. And let my smriti means remembrance, be always remembrance of the Supreme Lord. Let I always remember Him in my mind. Stutihi vacha. If my mouth is opened to speak something, let that be glorification of you. If I do any chinta, that should be your remembrance. I should not do chinta of anything else in the world. I should only worry about how I can be Krishna conscious. Similarly, if I am speaking some vachaha, that should be your stuti. So here is a method given how we can spiritualize all the things in our life. This is the meaning of Kirtaniya Sadahari. Stiti seva gatir yatra smritishchinta stirvacha. In this way, by doing all these things, one becomes soaked in Krishna consciousness, like a sponge soaked in water. And in that consciousness, the person starts assuming the spiritual qualities of the spirit soul. And Kirtaniya Sadahari has the same effect. When one always chants the holy names and delights in remembering the names of Krishna and gunas of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, from morning to night, and especially more so during the time when we are chanting the holy name, then gradually we will see that our dead material senses, which are poisonous entangling us in the mesh of material world. The very same senses will become pure and enlivening and enlightening, and they will elevate us to remain in spiritual consciousness. So when we chant the Kirtani Sadahari, the Harinam has a particular effect that it really maddens the senses. That is, the Harinam has a very specially blessed effect, that if one keeps on chanting, just like the snakes, like snake charmer, you know. Snake is very powerful with its hoods, it can sting anyone. Similarly, the senses are also very, very powerful, that it keeps stinging us with material desires. But when the snake charmer plays, then immediately the snake starts dancing and gradually loses its venomous nature and starts dancing. Very soon you can call the snake nearby and remove the teeth, poisonous teeth of enjoying mentality. Then the snake becomes harmless. Similarly, the Kirtani Sadahari can produce effect in our senses that it lose its poisonous effect of enjoying mentality. So that absorption in chanting of the holy name, along with absorption in all the other activities during the day to convert matter into spirit, this should always be kept in mind in the life of a devotee. So we want to gradually lose our material tendencies of our body, mind, words and intelligence, and we want to revive our spiritual nature of our mind, intelligence and senses, which is very, very, very natural for us in the spiritual world. That's why Lord Chaitanya said, Kirtaniya Sahari, Harinam Prabhu ki.